Idei Torah Mashda Choftes Shvat Toshim Pei Dalet Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. This Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Mishpatim, is also Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph. Normally, the Arizal tells us that the Shana Pshuta come to the Siyum of the Tkufa of Shevet. Masha'en came when it's an Ibriyar, there's two Adars. So we add two other weeks, Truman Tetzav. Why? So Pshat, simple Pshat is that a Chodesh Ibur, is Pshat is there's a greater Hisrachgus, a separation, a chasm, a division between the sun and the moon. We have to add and intercalate another month, which represents Knesset Yisrael as Meinim Levana, Daimim Levana, the moon. The Eibishter, but the Eibishter says, Ki Shemesh Umogein Havayalikim. So when there's a greater barrier and separation between the Eibishter and Knesset Yisrael, the Eibishter says, Eir Rachm Rabim on Bnei Bechari Yisrael. And it creates, it's in the Sforim HaKadoshim, what's called the Shnas Rosin Lashem. Shnas Rosin Lashem is Gimatria Truma Tetzaveh. We need two additional weeks of Hachonah, preparation. Therefore, says the Mashkiach, Odorishin is Gimatria Shovei Pesha. Special, we'll soon discuss by the Ibriyar, in many Nuschois, in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, you say, Ulechaporas Pesha. I will soon discuss. The Barnevarov and Chamretov just adds, we say in davening three times a day, Baruch Ata Hashem, Chanun Hamarbe L'Sloich, the ribui of the Eibush's Matnus Chinam, he gives Chanun Hamarbe L'Sloich, which is Gimatria 1,160, which is Gimatria Shevovim Tat. In a year when this, Shasa Iber, when there's two extra Sedris, which are added, Shevovim Tat, then it's the time of the Eibush gives this Matona, of Chanan HaMarbel L'Sloich, and just to add, because of the Matzav in Eretz Yisrael, that 1,160 is also a Bigimachi of Yishavtam Levetach Ba'artzachem. Okay. Says Rabbi from Shor, Alekhav Aliv, of Amiri Dikavort, that there's an extra Matona in Eshnasa Ibur. What's Pshat? Chanan HaMarbel L'Sloich? The famous marshal from the Rapshitz that brings the Rakoidish, Chanaka Nerhei, it's a Muri Digavort. He says, Marshal Madover Daima, you have a kfori, a dorsment, a farmer. And he smashes the window of the king in his palace, in the Armoin HaMelech. But he's a decent guy, he made it called the Hezek. So he goes to a glazier and he brings glass and he fixes the broken window. The problem was the king's window in the palace was full of glittering, stunning Avanam Tevim Margolius, and you brought a pashut pane of glass. But the king realizes that you tried your best, you don't understand what's going on here. So you brought a pane of glass to make amends. So the Eibishter accepts your glass, and he puts in the Avanam Tevim Margolius in the chaloin of the palace. So al derech zeh, we have extra parshas of Truman Tetzav, which is, Chazal tell us, the kapora for the chet ha'egel, right? Shel zuch t'shayla, the chet ha'egel is oyim v'neir. You ma'abid the tuksor. Before, by Matan Torah, Pasuk zu amosom, and the Pasuk says, ani amarti alikim atim ve'elyon kulchem. You're on the highest pasul madrega, human being, Adam Rishon before the chet. And now you abandon it. So what do? You bring a shtikl gzov, a chesef, and a choshes. Mechaper. Oh, you know what you caused here? You're giving a bit of guilt, and with that you're going to wipe away, make amends. Ober the Eibush is chanan amarbelis leach. Trumet tetzava comes to teach you. You did whatever you could. The Eibush is mekabel. And therefore, when it comes to Shnasa Ibur, just saying this b'derech hakdomot, I want to say in this year, it's always an Eis Rotzen. That's why always, you know, the emes is Sadiqim. Many Sadiqim said they're always scared from Shnasa Ibur. Dinam and Nati. Why? Faker, because it has in potential such greatness, if you don't take advantage when all the Psochim are open, then it becomes Faket. Or Shnasa Ibur, if you understand the Indian, is a Drahoibini year, a potentially incredible year. And therefore, Bechal, it says in Sfarim HaKadoshim, that already in the month of Adar, even in the Ibriyar from Adar Aleph, the famous Chum Sofer, where he dates a tshuva, where he writes, right? But Adar Aleph, whatever day it was, I can't remember, in Adar Aleph, Adar Rishon, Sheboy Marbin Besimcha. The Rebbe speaks about a length of Tzichas, that the inyan of Mishenichnes Adar Marbin Besimcha already starts from Rish Chodesh Adar Aleph. The Adarabba, Ashnase Ibur is the Icarus Neutitus of an other Aleph from the Ness of Purim, because I'm not going to be married in it. It's come to a Cheshbin that the Shas, the Ness of Purim, it was Takan Ibriyar. So there becomes a greater revelation of the. Therefore, the Mashkiach says, Chodesh Asher Nepach Lohem is Gimachi Ashnase Ibur. And other Aleph is Gimachi Ovoho Ivdevani Dochim. I've said many times that the month of Adar is connected to the Machne Don. Just like in time, Adar is the last month before Achodesh Zalachem Nisan. Al Derech Zeh, the Shevet Don was the Ma'as of Chol HaMachnas. Everyone knows Ma'as of Chol HaMachnas is Gimatria 770, which is Gimatria Isha Lachuzosoi, which is Gimatria V'yotachoyte Migeze Yishai. It's a gewaldige month. Which obviously, if it's Achodesh Adar Aleph, falls out this year on Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Mishpatim. So the Velednica writes in Sheris Yisrael that Parshas Mishpatim B'Yichud has a connection to the Tikkun of the Ivdim HaNidochim, Jews who are lost. Bechlal, there's a famous principle I discussed almost every week. Reb Tzadok HaKoyen writes all over the place, whenever an Indian Mesuyim appears for the first time in Torah, is the Haraya, there's a Kesher Pnimi between the context in which this concept appears and that particular halacha. The first time you find in the Torah an Indian of Yovel, this week's parasha, a person is sold into slavery, he's Nimkar B'Gnevosi, and then afterwards the guy is such a shmerel, right? The Rabbi Moitzel Shifa Kanainis, he's living with a Shifa Kanainis, a half a Shiksel, and he has kids who belong to the other. He has no, there's no yachas between him and the children. And the guy shrieked, Gival tahafti yas adoini yas ishti vizbonei le'ite chofshi. I'm here, I'm happy with the status quo. He's in drer. The guy's like 6 feet under. He's an eved to have Odin, right? He's living with a shiva k'nainis. He had kids who are not his, right? And he's le'ite chofshi. Ober vavodoi. Vavodik to when? What do you think? So Chazal said, is the Haraya even this guy who's an umeka Sheltachtis, right? Or comes in you of Yovel, which is the 50th gate, and he goes free. And therefore you see Grada in last week's parasha, when Yisri comes to Mimiyayetz Moshe, and the Eibishter concurs, there's a mitzvah of Minui Dayonim, right? So there it says in Pasuk, V'gam kol ha'amazeh al mekoymoi yovei b'sholem. That people come b'sholem, when they go back to where they came from, to the sheirish, that is the mitzvah of yovel. And therefore it says the Mashkiach, meiridik, it's a meiridik remez. The guy screaming, koyle koyles, loy eitzei chofshi is gimatria v'shavu bonam l'gvulim. Al Korchoi, he's going to come back to where he came from. Therefore, Mishpatim, B'milui, 10:30, is Gimachi, Achre Nimkar Geula Tieloi. He already has a Geula. Therefore, Yovel, Yud Beis Lamed, 42 times 40, no, Rabbi Sternbach, your life, 42 times 42, is Gimachi 1,764, which is Gimachi of Vechoshev Machshoves Levilti Yidach Imenu Nidach. Every year, come whatever may, the Abish has a cheshbonus, right? And therefore, Chodesh Adar Aleph is Gimatria Yovel B'Milui. What year is Yovel, by the way? I'm not good at mathematics. If I remember correctly, 50. Oh, good. I got 49 and 150. Good. Okay. What do you know about 50 and Purim? Just Derech Agav? The whole miracle. Eitz Kavoya Chamishim. Eitz Kavoya Chamishim is Gimatria Yovel Hi Tielachem. 620 is Gimachir Keser, Gimachir Sharnun, Gimachir Kiner Shel David, which is Kiner Shel David at 8 Neiman, as the Gemara says, hello, higher than 7, higher than Cheshbon, yeah. And therefore, Rosh Chodesh Adar is Gimatria Achri Nimka Ge'ulati Eloi. How much of a remote? I'm not even getting involved in it. You're not going to remember it anyway. Just to be Mekasher to the Tzila Tzadik, the Blue Shiver, right? Ve'elah HaMishpotim Asher Tosim Lufnei. Asher, just to tie it in, Asher Aleph Shin Reish, Odor Rishon Sheni, Nutrikim. Hello? Tosim, very interesting word. Tof, Shin, Yud, Mem. Yeah? Hello? So the letters, Shin Mem, Ishnas, is Shana Muberes. Tof Yud, what does Tof Yud got to do with the Shana Muberes? Hello? In the Shana Muberes, you have two Adars. What's the Gimachi of Adar? 205. How much is 2 times 205? Tof Yud. Tof Yud is Nutrikun. Hello? And therefore we read, says the philosophical Moiri Tikvort, we say in Pasuk, Eile Moyede Hashem Asher Tikru Oysom, Bezin as the Koyach to establish a calendar. And Chazal Darshan Al Tikru Oysom Ela Atem, and the Gemara Darshan Rosh Hashanah Atem Afilu Mutoyim, Atem Afilu Shoygim, Atem Afilu Mezidim, says the philosophical Moiri. The worst than Mezidim is a Pesheya. Mishpot stands for, hello? Which is the root word of Mishpatim, hello? Toye, Rosh Tevis, Toye, Shoigig, Meizit, Peshea. Whatever level Ayid is at, right? Yeah? He had the Abish to the whole Cheshman of this week's Parsha, is the guy, is Ndred, we pick him up and he goes to Reim HaMayos. That's why it's a Shabbos this week, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Mishpatim, of Geula of every individual, every, by the way, Jeter Agav, if I had the Parsha start, first word, ve'ele. Says the Imri Chayim, ve'ele is notrikun, la Yehudim hoyusa oyre v'zimun. Ve'ele. Ele mishpotim is gimashir mashiach m'davar avdecha. Ve'ele mishpotim is gimashir tzeni yachal mehera. Ki sickness gimashir tkiya. And therefore, Evid Ivri, everyone knows, every school child knows, gimashir mashiach. Evid is notrikun ben davar avdecha. Uvashvius, says the Imri Chayim, is Gimatria Menucha V'Simcha Ar Lehudim. It's a gewaldige, lichtige week of Gula. What's Pshat? I'm saying this, but they're throwing this out just to tickle your brain cells. What's Pshat? There's a famous Arachayim HaKodesh in Parshas Kisovet, where he makes the difference between the kolos, the teicho in Bukhukoisai, and the kolos in Kisovet. In the kolos in Bukhukoisai, afterwards there are psukim and psukim of Divrei Nechom. Right? In Kisei Tegno, it just abruptly ends. What's the difference? Says the Rechaim HaKadosh that in Parshas Bechukoyisai, we're dealing with Klal Yisrael. The Jewish people collectively. For the Jewish people, there's a promise of Nitzchias of Am Yisrael that will come whatever may, after all the Tzaras, Klal Yisrael will be saved. Or says the Rechaim HaKadosh that only applies to what? To the Klal. A Yochid, an individual, he's expendable. Right? The individual could be, or Klal Yisrael is Chai V'Kai. I said this like 1,000 times, the Tfer Shloima, in a drash of Rosh Hashanah, is Meiridik, he says, B'mechilas Kveite Rosi, right? Shari Le Mora, like, they were just whatever, and Yishtaka Advorim Lo Neimer, right? This can't be said. And he brings numerous things from the Arizal, from Psukim, whatever. The end of the day, V'choshev, Machshavas, the Viltin, every Yid will be saved. V'horai, it's a song. No Jew will be left behind. You've heard the song, right? Is the Chorai, not only for Klal Yisrael, as Klal, but for every individual, the Abishu will take everyone by the hand, V'atim, to look to Echad, Echad, Beit Yisrael. No Jew is beyond, we won't be redeemed. If it doesn't, not in his life, the Abish the Halach Cheshbon of Gilgulim, as we'll soon discuss, and every Jew ultimately will be redeemed. You got a machlokes here between Arachayim HaKodesh and Tver Shloim. Like, you know, who? So Mashkiach says, Avad the Elu ve'elu divrei Chaim. The Chazal say, what should be, Tzalu l'chochma, what should be the punishment of Arosha Amun? Hello. You all learn Sahed. Right? So it says, Kol Yisrael, you say it every week in the Kol Yisrael, Yeish Lem Chedek Olaf Mabo. Blanket state. Amichum Sadiqil Vishorit. Then you look in the Mishnah a bit further, which you don't say. Ve'elu. Hello. How could you make a klal godl? Kol Yisrael, kol. Right? And these are Ve'elu She'elu V'chelik L'Habo. Then you look in the, that's in Daf Tzadik, in the beginning of Chelik. You look in Daf Kuf Dalid. After all the opinions, this one, that one, Melochim, V'dor She Rishum V'sayu Aymrim, everyone. So this forum said, if you're speaking Mitzat Chochma, Mitzat Torah, Mitzat whatever, then there could be individuals who are cut off. Or berdorshei rishumis, if you understand the ruishin that every it has, he cannot be. You can't destroy energy. And neshama is a chelik al kabimal. You can't destroy a neshama. Like taking destroying the neshama, like throwing the Eibishter, chelik of the Eibishter. So ultimately, you're forced to say every yid. If you look deeper, al pisad mitzad the level of a yid that there's no pagam. Well, I'm talking about the melech but. Then every yid will ultimately heim begilgul zeh, heim begilgul acher, will find his ticket, and that's the hanhoga of the Eibishter. Misat chachma, even chachma satira, sazoi. Then the arachayim hakodesh is right. If you're looking misat pnimiyas anyonim, then the Tver Shleim is correct. What raya? This eved nirtzav is screaming koyle koyle is loy eitzich avshi. Vavodai loylam. What's pshat not loylam? You all think you learn Rashi's koyach. You look in the Rashbam, Rashi's enikel, who teaches more al pi pshat than Rashi, right? He wants a tindus to Rashi, his eder, that he doesn't write pshat enough, right? Even Rashi says nele botzi lefarish el pishul mikra. The Rashbam says la oilam means forever, for eternity. There is a zabechino. Aber chazal darshin la oilam means adayev. And who are these people? These are the Dershi Rishumas. Dershi Rishumas is Gematria 1472, which is Tashuvu Ish Alachuzos. Rishumas is Gematria Talumis. Right? There are those people who are what? Who look at the Talumis, the hidden part of Eid, and that part is not expendable. Al Derech, I'll give you an example. How's the part? How many makis does a yid get? You sinned. Torah says, Arboim yakenu. Can I get Arboim yakenu? You see yourself, whatever, cheshm. Aber b'osur rabonim b'osur chadav, 39. There's that one level, the 40th level. How many days was Moshe Rabbeinu on the mountain? That's the beginning of the 40th level where the pagam is not, doesn't reach. By the way, what is the last pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim? Hello, Balkeira. No, anyone out of it? Vayavei Moshe b'secha onon vayala lahor vayimoshe bahor arboim yoim varboim laila. No, what's the gematria of the pasuk? 2,690, which is gematria b'shnas hayoyvel hazoyis tashuvu ishlachuzos. Merited. On that madrega, which it, the pagam is not the 40th level. Yeah, and I can tell you about, what's pshat? Okay, that's a hakdoma to what I want to speak about. We all know the beginning of the parish of Eila Meshpotim Ashtosim Lufneim says the Targum Ve'ilu Dinayah De Tisadra Kadmoyim. These are dinim, what you got to, well, I'm talking about dinim, the Mavisham, says the Zohar HaKadosh, beginning of the parish, Reb Shimon Pasach, Pasach Reb Shimon Va'omar, this is the secret, the Raza of Gilgul HaNishams, which Tver Shleim said, that is one of the main ways that V'choshev Machshavos Levil, that every Yid, sooner or later, will have to have his the din of Nisham. What in the world is the connection between Gilgul HaNishamas and Eila HaMishpat V'Hashatosim Bufneim? So the simple pshat, simple way explained, it's put in Degel, it's put in Devri Yecheskos, and the Shin of Rav, many is oldest form. That the Baal Shem Tov taught, right, that sometimes, I'll tell you a story, make it easy with a story. The Baal Shem Tov once told his greatest Talmud, his Malimokim, the Magid of Mezrich, to go to a mountaintop, see what's happening, and don't say a word. Shvayt. Just keep quiet. He went to the mountaintop, and he sees a guy comes, a wealthy man, and he notices he's eating under a tree. He's on a lengthy journey. And when he leaves his arnok, his wallet, filled with a wad of cash, he dropped out of his pocket. And he goes on his merry way, totally unknowing. Comes another guy, Mr. Two. He sits there, and he sees the wallet full of cash, picked it up, put it in his pocket, and guy can write. Comes an Oni dressed in shmatis, right? He comes there, and he's sitting and eating his piece of bread there, his port, right? Meanwhile, the first guy, the rich guy, comes back, and he sees this guy in the same spot where he ate, where he must have... He's giving back my money. I don't know what you're talking about, right? You're not giving to me. He gives him a clap. He beats him to a whatever. And then he goes. The Maggid was told to keep quiet. He goes back to the Baal Shem, to Yilandeinu, Rabbeinu. What's happening here? So he said, obviously, you got, right? Once upon a time, last in previous Gilgul, this guy borrowed money from that guy, and he didn't give it back. And they went to a dintera, and the dayan was a lazy guy, and he didn't, you know, yurid la'amka shalacha, and he passed in kach v'kach, which was the wrong psak, and therefore he had to come back. So that one guy who lost the wallet, that was the loiva, this guy was the malva, whatever the case was. And the dayan who was misrashal in the halacha, he also came back, and he was the one that came back as the only, and he chap klep for not having been mevarad halacha l'mitot shalter. The Satmaru brings in the Vriyel, that's Pshat Mishpite Hashem, MS, when it's Sotku Yachtov. When you look at the whole picture, it's actually in Tzvorim Akdashim, or in Zegashuni, he brings a Maisa, that Pshat you find, that Vayesha Moshe Lishpite Sa'om, right? When was that? Machras Yom Kippur. So the Zechariah, that Ein Muktum, Ucher Batir. Taish the Tzvorim, allegorically, that when it comes to Dini Mammonist, you can't look at the Muktam and the Mu'uch. If you want to understand what's going on, you have to go back to the Muktam. If you understand the Gilgul HaNesham, there's a famous story out there, Al-Zeh, told to the Barditchever, told from whatever. I've seen it in different forum. What happened to, but they say that when the Barditchever came to one of his cities of Rabbanus, immediately had a Din Torah, where what happened was, there was a wealthy man who gave a loan to a poor man, to whatever another man. Anyway, the guy who the loiva after a while took ill, so he didn't want to shepherd him. No time to give back the loan, but he didn't want to shepherd. He's not ill. The guy went and died. The loiva. The sons come around the house. They found a whole wad of money, whatever. And right, they said the father must have been a cheapskate. He had all his cash, and he treated them like in poverty. Anyway, Akitra Masa, so the Malve was Teveya the Yisoyimim to Dintair. What is Aloha? So the Bezdin gives an Ashua to the Yisoyim. Did your father was, did he tell you? They honestly said, we never heard anything about it. So they Paskin, the Bezdin Barditchev Paskins. Okay. You can't be Teveya Klum. Gorsh. The money remains with the Yisoyim. So the Malve came to the Barditchev. He says, Rebbe, I'm not Chas V'Sholem B'Ma'ar on the Psak. That's the way the Rabbanim, rare. Today, the guy would throw a brick, right, in the Bez. But no, I had respect, you know, I understand. But explaining, Amdeinu Rabbeinu, I know in my heart that I gave the guy money, right? The guy was not only ve'evin without a penny, right? And here, what happened? So Bardishver said, I got a, whatever. And he went and davened. And the Abish was medea him, Rishamayim, they were medea to him. That last time around in the Gilgul, right? Asher Alkain, this one Zayda, and that one Zayda, and now you have to come and make it rech. There's actually a similar story, brought in Sefer Nefesh Yonism, from one of the Dayan in Selish, that by Shmuel Shmelka of Selish, one of the big tzaddikim, Rabbanim, the Sura Chaim, Maisish Hoyakachoy, this was the Mais. Avram is Tevei Yitzchok, and he says, I lent you 10,000 rubles. Yitzchak Tainis back. I don't know what you're talking about. Right? So they went to the Sorach Chaim. And here's Bechal, his Derech, and Psak. We always tried to make a Pshara, the Baal Turim, the beginning of the Parsha. So one of the other Dayonim, Chutz Bin Yak, goes over to the Rav, and he says, this is Vaday Adin Merumah. It's a Pshara. It can't be true. The Psak was, he should, the Rav Paskin, okay, we'll make a Pshara, 50-50. You'll pay half of the amount which he's divided. 10,000 pounds, pay him 5,000 rubles. So the dayan tainid mimon of shoch can't be true. If takale hayidvara me'olam, so the guy's out of pocket 5,000 pounds. Elamai, he did lend him the money, right? So 10,000 pounds. He's looking, how could this din of paying 5,000 ruble, right, be true when, right? So the Torah Chaim answered him, Elikim nitzav badaskel, right? The Eibishter helps Tayonim paskin. So even if Taka, it was whatever, Aber, if you understand the Rosa, the Gilgula, right? This is Pasha. So maybe last time around they owed him 5,000 pounds, but this is the Psak. Al Derech, there's a famous story of the Chaznish that is brought in Per Ador. Very ridiculous story. There once was a fellow who was learning a Ponovich Yeshiva, Bnei Brak. And he came to the Chaznish that he found a sizable amount of money. Right? Is he allowed to, apialoch, is he allowed to take it? It's a big yeshiva. There's no simon. You allowed to keep it? Hello? Or is he mechuyah to be machers and maybe whatever and find Tagana? So he said, the Gemara asked this question, right? He doesn't know, right? That he, right? Because the Baalim is yes, right? Place with the Rabbi Mitzuyim Sham, the right. Frag the Gemara, maybe it's Yerushalayim he died, maybe he doesn't know that he lost it. Says the Gemara, that the derech of the world is the Adam also the Mashish Bekisa Yechol Shah. So this Bacharol, younger man, whatever, it comes to Chadishas, right after I found it, I looked in the Bes Medrash for a few hours, I could see not one person was in Mashish Bekisa. So maybe in Ishtanu Ativi, in the Chleitish want. And therefore, Bisman Azeh, I'm a Chuyivti Machers. So he asked the Chaznish. The Chaznish answered, if Chazal Paskin, the Gemara Paskin, that Hari Shaloi, it's his, and you don't have to be Machers. And it's a din of Hefker, Bez Nefker. Chazal Paskin, that's the way it is. So then he told, the Chaznish told him this Zoyer, that sometimes things happen in the Imamunis based on a Gilgul, right? Aber the Eibishter made that nobody in the Bes Medrash was Mamashmir Pekisoy. Because if he would have been Mamashmir Pekisoy, then Hitaka would have been what? Miyash. If he would have been Miyash, then what is the status now of this money? Hefker. If it was Hefker, then you're finding it, right? He hasn't paid back your Chayv. You was Zichim and Hefker. So therefore, the Eibishter made that people shouldn't be Mamashmir Pekisoy. And therefore, become legitimate. You are paid back. You with me? The point is, sometimes, right, things happen which you love dafka seichel anushi down here understands, right? But it's all with the cheshbon of the mesavim sivas of the Eibish. The Chofetz Chaim brings. That's why the Pratis, if you remember last week's parsha Yisroi. Gives the Eitzah for Moshe of Binu Dayanim, pointing right, and he says, "V'kam kola om hazeh al mekayma yavai." Next word, bisholim. What word would you normally use? The Gemara says, "Anifta mechaveri." Don't say bisholim; you say lisholim. So why did Yisrael say bisholim? Who asher dibarnu? Because if you're going to have Dayanim Hagunim, and you're going to have Mishpatei Atayra. So everyone will keep their own money. You won't be, yeah? And therefore, bisholim, when you're 120 years, 6 feet under, kicking up the daisies, you could rest in peace. Or if you don't, then you got to come back in a gilgul to pay back. So, and the Chofetz Chaim, in another one of his forum, in the Sefer Sfastomim, he brings a maisa. Actually, this maisa has been changed in the different malduras of Sfastomim. It's really a maisa. He means bimeha rivosh. Who is the Rivosh? Balshamtov. Rivosh, Rabbi Yisrael Balsham. And it's brought another story. It's brought in Shivcha Balshamtov, the same story. But in the later Maduras, they changed it. I don't know who changed it. Bimeha Rishoinov. Amol. I don't know, whatever. Ichshi. But the story is, I heard the same story from Balshamtov, I heard the story from Moshe Lim Sasser. who's Isaac Pinyan Shvuyim, whatever. But the story goes that the Rishon Sasser, the Rosh Hashanah, once came to a village, and this guy said, I have this horse that's amazing. A small little horse. It's Gornish, right? And he is like the strongest horse we got. He's like the whatever. So he like put, every time someone gets stuck in the blood of the other horses, they shut the little horse. They shut, he's like unbelievable fat. And he works 24/7. He doesn't stop. And it's a long story. But the bottom line is, this horse was Nebuch an Neshama, had an Neshama that once took money from this the Balabos or his Zayda, whatever. Actually. Right, and he was working like a ferret, mamish like a whole thing, a ferret, to be able to pay back his debt, and he could go back to the neshama, go back where in Mekar Chetzvi. Right, suddenly Ramosha Leibs asked the Baal Shem Tov, asked him, "Would you be moichel this guy?" He said, "Yeah." They come to the barn wherever they keep the horses, and the horses dead. He did his mission in life. L'chein Rabbi is just a billion of stories. When that's pshat, just to give you a word, a beautiful word from the Mashag, in the Sefer HaTorah, that's why Rashi says, Eila Mishpotim, Ve'eila, Moitav al Rishonim, al Rishonim Misinai, Av Elu Misinai. What's going on here? What's happening here? Okay, without all the Yukim. And then Chazal de Gemara says, in Gitin Daf Peches, Lufneim, Lufneim, Veloy Lufnei, Akum, Lufneim, Veloy Adyotis. Why is it that you can't, if you know the goy is dan kedin Torah, a richtige psak, why can't you go to the goy or to the adyotis? You have to go to you can't go to our kois on the adarab. So the simple pshat is because the likim needs a badas kale, and dafka bezin is going to get it right. Why? But why? If mishpatei Torah is, it's mishpat, it's logic, it's rational, it's seicheldik. Why can't the goy get it right? The Gemara says, Chachum b'goyim tamen. Is the charaya, and this is like the yisui that discusses this in the past. Goyim shalom. Goyim are also b'chuyiv, the Gemara says in the Hedron, in dinim. What is the purpose of dinim of a goy? There should be justice, there should be integrity in the world. It shouldn't be ishus or eyo chayim b'loy. Therefore, you have to have yoshur. You have to have honesty, integrity. Is mishpatei Torah lahavdil ein sof havdolos? Is that logic and rationality? First of all, I could show you numerous dinim in the Torah that are not right. In mishpatim, not talking about chukim. In mishpatim, in logical laws of chayish mishpat, which are partially not logical. David should dafka instill in mishpatim the logical laws. Eidzayim, take an example. Logical. Kashizomam v'loy kasharos. Who is the kolshkin? As per the Gemara. Hello? You have 100 people who witness an event. 100 people. 99 are perfectly acceptable aid. One guy is a kar of apostle. What's the law? Nimsa echem kar of apostle. The whole thing is. Right. A shoymer with bail, a shoyel with bail of imoy, right, is potter. I feel from pshir. Why? Hello? Can you tell me the logic here? The chayna rabbis. Right? Say this for Ahu Asher Dibarno. It has nothing to do with logic and rationality. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Dav Zayin. Remember the Gemara. A few people say this. For the same raya. Hahu dehaveka amar ve'ozl. The ozl ibeidina shakul glima. Lezamir zomer ve'lezel borch. You go into a bez. You had a dinter. And they took the shirt off your back. Your garment. Took away everything you own. Go and sing. What are you singing about? You lost it in Torah. Aber, if you understand that this is all a cheshvin from the Eibishter, even Dayanim may not rationally understand why they pass it the way they pass it. Right? Aber, Elikim Nitzah Badas Kale, this is the Mishpat, you now have a tikkun of your neshama, be happy. When does this apply? By Eden. Because the goy is not going to have that siyat to the shmayim to make a tikkun in your neshama the way he passed it. It's a rational law, but it has nothing to do with the al yoinim. So the mashak says a meridik word. The pasuk says midvar sheker tirchok v'noki v'tzadik al tarik. Right? Kiloy atztik roshim. Many diukim in the psukim. What is the connection with dvasheker tirchok? V'noki v'tzadik al pari, kiloy atztik roshim. B'chal, what's that? Mi dvar sheker tirchok. What's that? Mi sheker tirchok. Dvar sheker. How does Rashi teach? V'noki v'tzadik al pari. Says Rashi, it's a gemara, it's a hedron. Right? Someone goes out of Bezdin Zakai. Bezdin Paskin, you're free, you're exonerated, you're innocent. And one of the Talmidim now realized they made a mistake. And he could give now a new Svara to Mechayiv. V'noki v'tzadik altar. Hello? You can't reopen the case to find him guilty. Can I ask you a simple klotz kasha? If the Bezdin made a mistake, and so he's not a tzaddik. He's not a noki. So what even noki with tzaddik al tarik? And here you can't tie the gilgul in Mises. Because here it's in this gilgul down here. You saw him kill somebody. You saw him do whatever. Right? Hello? So he's not a tzaddik. So what's even noki with tzaddik al tarik? You can't reopen, re-examine the case. Says the Mashaga Moiri de Gevort. The Gemara says in Chulun Dafir Aleph, how do you know that you go basaroy, you go according to the majority. Right? Okay, let's say a reitzeach. You see Reuven kill Shimon. Yeah? Bezdin paskins, there's Edim with Asro, what do? You kill you put the reitzeach to death. Can I ask you a simple question? Maybe the guy he killed was a treifa. He wasn't going to live 12 months. He had a chveis, yenamach, whatever. His inner organs were being eaten up. He beat up his father, right? Rachman al Islam, yeah? It's chayim mitzvah, yeah? Maybe his father wasn't his father. The dumalav oviv, who, as the Gemara says? I don't know. Two, and the witnesses testified kach v'kach. Maybe one of the witnesses was a treifa. So he's posel edus, because edus yate yachal azim. Hello? Is it right you go bust the roof? And discussion? You go with the majority. Can I defend a prakhlot discussion? If you say you go according to the roof, that means that every roof has sometimes a mute. So what if this guy, who they're now bezin is whatever, right, was part of the mute? The aid was a treifa, the guy he killed was a treifa, the father wasn't his father. Maybe it's one of those rare exceptions. That could very well be. And that's the reason why he was Gyoitse Noki Vitzadik from the Bezdin. Because the Bezdin didn't know. The Bezdin could have legitimately made a mistake. Or but the Eivish, the Mesavim Sivis, that there shouldn't be an Ivu Sadin. And they made the Eivish to cause them to make the mistake in order that a guy who Alpiteira shouldn't be. And the pnimi is very simple. The emes is, if a guy committed a capital offense, he should put to death. Think about it. But he did tshuva. It's good. So we say, ki odom yir l'nayim v'shem yir levov, bezin shalmato can't reckon with tshuva, because how do I know he's legit? How do I know he's really sincere? Maybe it's not a proper tshuva. I could say that a human being, however great, can't always, and you can't, and the story of Hashem Lekeinu, you can't, Abri the Eibishter does know the truth. And maybe he did as that tshuva, when we clap in the Eibishter, clap Shemaya, he should be exempt. Yeah? Therefore, the Eibishter caused that he should get out of the... That's not midvar, doesn't say misheker tirchok. Midvar sheker tirchok. Dvar is always the siba, the inner cause, right? Of... Al dvar is likidu eschem alechem amoyim. You don't allow... I'm in a moyav, right? Al-dvar. What's al-dvar? The inner reason. Not because they didn't give you some bread on the midbar. Al-dvar because they wanted to get you to do snus, to do averis, as Chazal say. They put a skein in the front, and as everyone knows. Midvar shek, something which is going to cause ultimate sheker, klapishmaya, kile atztik rasha, the abishr is there, ali kimner is about that skill. Can I ask you a klotz kasha? A simple... scenario. Lomar Zogan, you have a Bezdin for Dinin Foshes. How many people in the Bezdin? 21. 23. Okay, fine. 23, yeah? Why? You need an Eda Shefet, Eda Matzel, an Eda, which is that. Yeah?
Do more.
Fine. So I have to ask the Klotz Gash. What would be Lu Yitzur? Huh? Oh, so, good, good. So what do you, what happened to case? 20, whatever, right? The whole, every dayan, except for you, thinks the guy is chayiv. You think that he's zakai. But dear Kuntes, a chayivin, alumnus, you think he should be exonerated. Everyone else thinks that he should be hung from the guillotine, right? What should you do? Should you, listen, should you say what you really think al pi halacha?
And then he'll be killed.
And then he'll be killed. And you hold his zakai. Or agree with them, go according to the roiv, right? And then he won't be killed. And then your vision of events will be sustained. Okay, we could talk about it for like, whatever, the whole shalom. Truth is apart. The Archaim HaKadosh, at least, the Archaim HaKadosh in this week's parasha says, you gotta say what you think is right. I klape zeh, he's gonna be killed. You have the other scenario the other way. Irrelevant. That's dayan shadon din emes la'amitri. You can't come to what you think is emes to sheker. What's the cheshvin here? Hello? Because what your paski, the Eibishter at the end of the day, this is not rationality. I've said this like 100 times. There's the Akdoma to the Birka Shmuel, I'm a Sechtes, but Metzia. So the Rebbe Beres Edim, Rebbe Reuven Grzowski, later he's a Shivan Rekhamen, said he went to Tervidas in New York. He says, my Shver always used to chazer over, that it's a person who's a emes, a person, he knows not how to think like a Talmud Chacham. When he makes a chakira, it's a chakira of a Talmud Chacham. When he has a suffix, it's a suffix of a Talmud Chacham. He understands the svara of how to learn, how to understand, how to learn Pshat and Gemara. That's also Kabbalah, Ishmi Pi Ish, Ad Moshe Rabbeinu Olam Hashem. This is not logic. This is not the course of the university in Logic 101. It's the svara of Torah. And that's the ikkar when you learn Mishpatim. A person has to realize everything is this getlich, this alikus, this is not... I'll give you another example. The famous Reb Chaim Brisker, all this foreign bring it. Reb Chaim said, thou shalt not kill. I'll give you a simple example. Why should you not kill Lois Yirtzach? Because by dir kumt ois in Seichel and Nushi, that killing is not a good thing, and nefesh hayof is silid, like murder, like... So basically, you're not a firmid, you're a humanitarian. You're a Boy Scout. You're a nice guy. Right? The Iker why Leisirtzach is because the Eibishter said. That's not Rashi. I have Elim Yisinei. Mishpatim is because the Eibishter said. Basically, I've said that 1,000 times to you. All Taryag Mitzvahs are Chukim. What do you say in Vatay Dienu? Hello? What's the Nusach? The Eibishter gave us. Then Mishpatim said Kecha. Last is Bohem. Something I can't remember the Russian. No? Who gave it to Necha? That in the Mishpat, we Yidin have the ability to make from the Mishpat, which is logical, that we do it because it's Chukim of the Eibush. By the way, Rashi says, Chazal say that Moshe, that says, the Eibush says, Moshe, you're Salkadaitach, that you're not going to learn the halacha 2 or 3 times. And you're not going to give them the time. No, you have to do it like, you have to give them over like a Shulchan Aruch. Yeah? What's the Ksagadaitach of Mish Rabbeinu's Rayam Hemna? Not going to tell Kal Yisrael the time HaMitzvah. Says this fast. And say all this form. Because Mish Rabbeinu was scared. You'll understand, begin to understand time. Oh, it's logical. Huh, right? So maybe I shouldn't tell them the time. They'll keep it all. So the Abraham says, no, this generation, you don't got to worry. They have to, they will be Mekabalit. There's actually another vort. I have no time to elaborate. It's a Meiridik vort. When did the Abraham say Mishpatim? When did the Abraham tell us Mishpatim? The Sinai, the Pashas. Hello? Yeah? On Sinai? Yeah? So straight after Matan Torah, we deal with Mishpatim, Dafka. Well... When the Eibishter, when Shulchan Aruch, what's the order? Erchaim, Yerdeya, Evan Ezer, Chishim Mishpat. How come the Mishpatim type of laws come at the end? Whereas the Eibershter said Mishpatim at the beginning, right after Matan Torah. Okay, Amr b'Bei Midrasha, the name of the Satmar Rebbe, the real beautiful for it, which is a totally different reason. He says, because we know that when it comes to Mishpatim, it's a mitzvah to make a pshara. So if you have Choshen Mishpat in the beginning, right, you first learn Choshen Mishpat, so you think a pshara is very good, that's optimal, it's pshara, compromise. So in Arachayim, in Arachayim, I'll have psharas, and in Kashas I'll have psharas, and in Evanez I'll have psharas, but psharas is not that. After you learn the Arachayim, at the end, when it comes to the Imam, that's one word. And one of the contemporary rabbi in Munsi, this is a Murray Digger word, he says it a bit with a different kvetch. He says a Zavor. The Uderach HaTzachus. Because if you would have Choshen Mishpat, which is Seicheldik, it's Mishpat, it's logical, at the beginning, you would Nebuch start learning everything in the Pesach. You're going to mess up. First, Arachayim, Yerideya, Evan Ezra. And you learn by Horovin, three Chalokim, Shulchan Aruch. You've been Mezachich, you've elevated, you've refined your Seichel, and you understand it's Chokhmah Salikis, it's not Chokhmah Zanushi. So he teaches Al Derech HaTzachus, that's Pshat, Rashi says, Elam says, Tosin of Neim, says Rashi, Ki Shulchan Aruch. Just like the Shulchan Aruch. Rashi didn't mean this because, unless Ruach HaKodesh, yeah, whatever. But as far as I remember, I'm not into history, but if I remember correctly, I think Shulchan Aruch came after Rashi, Kim Dumani. Right? Yeah? Or, but just like Shulchan Aruch, but Choshen Mishpat, logical was at the end, so too, when you learn Choshen Mishpat, you realize this. When Baruch Ber used to give a shir, you say, Shnayim Eichzim Betalis, Zokter Eibishter, Yachleiku. Dafka was Madgish. Once you understand this, you understand why the whole parshanal Dine Mamanis are a tikkun for the neshama, right? And then you understand the Rosa of the Gilgul, we say here, and that you understand why this week's parsha is connected to the other Aleph. I'm leaving it to you, because I got no time to. If you want to understand this, look at the Ozhar over in Ber Moshe, Barichus, the floor, and this week's parsha, Sat Rebbe in Devar Yoel, the whole Arichus in. I have no time to elaborate, but that's the Nakuda. The Nakuda is that a person, when he learns Parsha Mishpatim, learns that this is a Parsha of Tikkunim, Tikkunim for our Neshamas, something Getlach, something higher, and the Eivish Helfen, which should be Zoycha, the Shiva Shev Tayak of Arishayna, and this Taka should be a Shnat Gula of Yeshua. Oh.